After I took my first part, Central Midwives Board examination, I then had to start my community, but in those days we called it district, and I was appointed to the Clapton area. Some of the other girls went to Dagenham, Shoreditch or Downham, and I have to say that they were my happiest days of all. And my first district case started at 4:30 one morning. Ina came to get me up because she'd received the telephone call, and I was ever so excited. Ina could neither ride a bike or drive a car, so we had to walk. Fortunately, a delivery pack had been taken to the home in advance, so we just had to take the last minute things with our delivery bags. This family were West Indian, and I really grew to love them. When we arrived, we prepared the room for delivery, and to prepare the bed, we used to cover the mattress with non-absorbent brown paper to protect the mattress, and then we would put old bed linen, old clean bed linen, on the top, and then we cleared surfaces to put our equipment on. We also made our own waste bins out of newspaper. We would fold them into three, double them up, make a flap, and then you could just put it on the floor, and it was an open receptacle to throw used swabs in. I examined Mrs. Allen to find out if she was in established labour, and she was. So after preparation, I gave her some pain relief. We used to give chloral hydrate or pethidine, and we waited events. Not too long after this, it was clear that the baby was about to be born. So I scrubbed up and prepared my equipment, and I encouraged Mrs. Allen to push. And in my field of vision, in the corner of the room, I could see the most beautiful little girl with wide white eyes open, peeping at this experience that was about to happen. It was the big sister. However, baby was delivered and the third stage was completed with no problems. We weighed the baby and the cord was securely tied with string. We used string in those days. And it was covered with a dressing and kept in place by a bandage round the abdomen. And the baby was then dressed, usually in very, very bright, gaudy colours. In those days, a lot of the English ladies dressed their babies all white, but not the West Indians and the Africans. They liked their colours. So this baby was probably dressed in something like mustard. And everything was finished. And as was our custom, we asked if we could give thanks together. And by this time, all the family, all the extended family, were standing around the bed to see this new baby. I was about to offer my spontaneous prayer of thanks, but equally spontaneously, before I could utter a word, the whole family started to sing in harmony, "To God Be the Glory." Very, very moving, and I've never ever forgotten it. It was wonderful. I visited Mrs. Allen twice daily then until about the 14th day.